One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here. We're now transmitting on 5050 with our new cycle. Our reception has not been what we hoped it would be on 5050. We've got a lot of negative reports. But we're getting good reports on the new frequency, the 2390. That's 2.390. We appreciate you tonight. Got part, well, let's see, how many parts have we got here? We're looking at part, let me see here. Man, we're getting so many parts. Part 21 was our last part on 2012, part 22. So tonight, the 20 and 12 and the pyramids and the countdown to basically a new world order, a new day dawning. Oh, I got a lot of good positive information. I hate to give you all this negative information that is quite necessary that we come in give you the information about what's coming. There has to be some changes. It's like a woman giving birth, an untimely birth, a stillbirth, if you will. In the last days, we've got signs, and we're going to talk about those signs tonight, and a prophetic warning, the approaching end of the age. Now, we've already gone through, the reason why we're using so much time to give you this information, we think is going to come more important as time goes on in the future. We know that there's a war looming. You probably have been diverted from thinking those negative things, but the New World Order, before it can bring itself into fruition, has to have people under control the people in America that have enjoyed prosperous times for quite a few years, basically for the last couple of hundred years in our existence, let's remove that 100 years. Let's say the last 100 years. We've had good times. We've had plenty to eat and plenty of work and building this nation and carving it out. And now that we've got it and the people that's running it are come in unaware, and their mission is to come in His name and mislead many. That was the first sign of the warning signs that I'm going to talk about tonight, that many will come in His name. Now, I know that people put a lot of emphasis on Jesus or Christ or in the name of Jesus or Christ. And that's what he's saying here. They'll say that he's the anointed one or I am the Christ and will mislead many. And so we gotta watch for the first sign of Matthew 24 and 5. And 24 and 11 is another key that I want to look at tonight. And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Now, many false prophets will arise and deceive many. Now, did you catch that? Many false prophets will arise and mislead many. Now, it's not necessarily a religious prophet. Today we have government that are claiming to be the Messiah. We're going to take care of you. We're going to feed you. We're going to put a chicken in every pot. We got the politicians lying to us. We got one party on the right lying to us, one party on the left, one party in the middle, one party wanting to become a party. And so we're right in those days of when religion and government will become one. Now, when I say that, we're ushering in a new world order that will dictate to us what we worship, what we believe, where we go and where we come, what we eat and what we sell, and things of this nature. And notice this particular sign in the sixth verse. And you're hearing it right now. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for these things must take place. But that is not yet the end. Now, when we're talking about the distress among the nations, look into the Middle East. You think the timing of this isn't planned by the New World Order? That they are laying the groundwork for the complete snaring of the whole world? Beware, for it shall come upon you unaware. Those people that sleep, they don't keep up with anything. They get up, they go to bed, they get up, they go to bed, and one day melts into another. They work and then they come back and they go to sleep and they go to work the next morning. Now it's beginning to hurt, pain at the pump. Well, we've heard from Lindsay, the prophet, the fuel prophet, you might say. And he has told us that gas will go up and down, up and down, up and down with the things that they can create. I'm talking about the New World Order. For you to pay more and receive less until you have no funds left, you have nothing to eat. I guess a lot of store food anyway, you know that, don't you? Now, what are you doing storing food? Only the government stores food. Rumors of wars in all areas. The world is now frequently, and thanks to instant media coverage, I mean, you know, the first shot fired is covered. It seems like sometimes that they deliberately, for the camera's sake, so that they can get on the TV around the world, they riot. Some of these things are instigated by the government. And the government is now issuing this chaos because the rule of those that's going to rule, and we've got a fox in the hen house in our nation. Listen to what it says in the seventh verse. Probably the most prophetic end time revelation verse in the whole Bible. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Well, would you agree with me tonight prophetically that we are right in Matthew 24:7? For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines. More people have been killed in warfare in this century than at any other time that we know of in history. The death toll on these wars of nations rising against nation, we have killing right now in the Middle East. And you won't believe the number, like in Iraq, like in Afghanistan, now there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of casualties, devastating weapons of mass destruction. More countries are working to obtain the bomb, as they call it. And this is supposedly for them to deter, if you will, the threat of war against that nation. For instance, Iran. Now, we know that the Middle East, we have the largest nuclear nation in the Middle East. That's the nation called Israel. Now, we don't believe it's Israel, but that's what they call it. We think that Israel deported itself in 721 B.C., never to return. There is scriptures that people think that in the last days that the Jews, that's their take, are going to return to Israel. And when you see that happen, you know the end is nigh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's true or whether it's not, we know the end is nigh. Notice, we have in around the world famine. We have white Christian farmers driven out of Zimbabwe. Killed in South Africa. Increasing numbers of those who cannot no longer live in these countries to grow life-sustaining crops. In these areas, 25% of the world's drugs, famine, pestilence, spreading across the African continent, and the undernourished are dying. A large portion of the world's 7 billion people suffer from shortage of food, and it's growing every day. For nation will rise against nation. We'll have a famine. We will have kingdom against kingdom. We will have earthquakes. The number of earthquakes in this century is at the highest level than any other time in recorded history. How did the Messiah know that? That we would have nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines around the earth, and earthquakes unprecedented. All major earthquakes have now started registering constantly higher and stronger, and from 1890 to 1900, there was only one major earthquake in the world from 1890 to 1900. There was only one. And now we have them recurring and the intensity at a level higher than any other time in history. How are we going to escape? We just had one over in Christ Church. What a name for a town. Done upwards to $15 billion worth of damage to buildings in Christ Church in New Zealand. But in Matthew chapter 24, verses 8 and 9, but all these things are the beginning of birth pains. Now, isn't it strange that we have the point of crossing in the center of our universe in the Milky Way for the first time in 26,000 years leading up to 2012 at the point of crossing? We have the introduction of Matthew 24:8. But these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs, for they would deliver you up to tribulation. They will kill you, and you will be hated of all nations on account of my name. Again, this smacks of a people that hate a people for using the name. Now, do you think that the name of Yahweh is growing in the earth? The Bible declares emphatically that his name will be known throughout the earth. He made it known to Pharaoh in all of the birth pains of that age. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you are the beginning of these birth pains. Now, when we say birth, it don't necessarily have to be a live birth. It could be a stillbirth, dead on arrival. This new world order that's coming into the world in this time of trouble, the earth recognizes it. Yahweh recognizes it. Those who profess Yahweh are under attack throughout the world. We are now at this point where almost in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, chapter 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. Well, we've had preaching unparalleled throughout the world for the last 2,000 years. But the end hadn't come. But now that there's a new name beginning to emerge, they have hid his name from everyone. They've hid it in the Bible. This is a conspiracy of the New World Order. they will become godless in the last days. Listen to what 2 Timothy chapter 3 says. Realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Difficult times. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, gossipers, malicious, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh, holding to a form of godliness, although they deny its power, always learning and never able to come to the true knowledge of the truth. Now, what is the truth? For these are the days that difficult times have come. Lovers of money. Everybody is more interested in their money, their silver, or their gold, than they are about the truth. Question, how much silver and gold can you take with you? When your battle is over, you say, boy, if I get money, I'll be happy. Money does not bring happiness. It brings conceited lovers of pleasure. It brings ungrateful people, disobedient, arrogant, boastful, lovers of their own self. You take a fellow that gets a lot of money, I mean, he begins to think he's something. For in these days, we have a clientele of Satanists who are obviously fulfilling 2 Timothy chapter 3 when they deny the power of Yahweh, never wanting to know the truth. They're boastful and arrogant and disobedient. They're unloving and unforgiving. That's what this world is all about. Apostasy. Falling away. But the Spirit in 1 Timothy chapter 4 declares that the Spirit says that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. The demons are gathering the New World Order today together to become arrogant, boastful, full of pride, no self-control, brutal, conceited, without the fear of Yahweh. They deny its power, always learning and never able to come to this truth that is so hard to find even for the most of humble, let alone the arrogant and the proud, the stiff-necked, the uncircumcised, that are now gathering like the buzzards for the great, the killing fields that is coming to the world. You just don't believe it, that man could be so evil to plan the extinction of at least 6 or 7 billion people to leave the earth in World War III. Now, we have the possibility of an existence of a 200 million man army that is armed, ready to travel, as it's recorded in Revelation 9:16, and the number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the army of that size is a lot of men moving toward other men. We never had that type of an army. China is becoming proud, boastful, falling away from the faith, atheist, don't even believe in a creator. They are the creators. The Chinese government, able to field a 200 million man army. And the reason why is they have now come on the world scene and they're dominating the economies of the world. They're taking advantage of robbing Americans because America, to save a penny, will buy the cheaper Chinese-made products at Walmart, which has now taken over and become the world's largest conglomerate. They are putting out the products. China is reaping the wealth and the riches of these nations that have to buy their products. Therefore, they arm their own population to be ready to go to defend what they're growing strong about. They're becoming the largest and strongest nation in the world. We're going to have a third world war. And this will be the killing fields that is recorded in the heavens. There shall be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and experienced. These will come upon the land and they will become the fourth kingdom empire and they will bring a great slaughter of the fourth kingdom of iron when they themselves are godless, they don't want any truth, they will not have any truth, and there is an evil force leading them. And this force is the New World Order that will employ these 200 million men to go about killing and destroying in such a way. They will be given to the nations and they will tread underfoot the city for 42 months. Now this is a prophecy that's been fulfilled in 70 AD. It has nothing to do with Old Jerusalem. But Old Jerusalem will come under the microscope in the last days when Satan will make a covenant with the governments of the world and trade that he will destroy mightily the people around the earth and the killing fields with these hard mercenaries, just like is going on in Libya right now. This madman, Gaddafi, is arming his own people and paying them huge sums of money to go out and kill their brothers and sisters. You say, well, I don't think they would do that. Well, they're doing it right now. Right now, we're having the formation of the restoration of the temple worship. Under the Noahide laws, you will be forced to bow and worship the beast. That'll be under the direct orders of the New World Order, which already have the Noahide laws on the books. And you will conform.
one pair of hands formed the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
to convince the Islamic world that we need a building there, and the United Nations will negotiate the rebuilding of the temple following a war with this huge killing force. And then we'll have an outpouring of worship of everybody going up to the city of Old Jerusalem, where Satan himself will finally take the throne and he will rule when he brings about these miracles of the ashes of the red heifer after 2,000 years. It's the red heifer that will be required to be used in the process of purification described in the book of Numbers. Oh yes, it'll all be fine and dandy. They already have red heifers growing in Israel. We already have an increase in knowledge, which is one of the signs, along with the ashes of the red heifer after 2,000 years, they're going to form, if you will, a place for you to worship. You'll no longer be a Baptist or a Methodist or a Catholic or a Protestant. Your religion will be chosen for you. And if you refuse these signs that are coming, you know that Yahweh is going to try you in those last days. It's going to be the time of Jacob's trouble. The true worshipers. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Listen what they get from this. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, those who worship my dispersed ones will bring my offering And that day you will feel no shame because of all your deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proud ones, and you will never again be haughty on my holy mountain. Now they take this to mean that you will be, in the last days, going back to the temple, the third restoration temple, to worship those who are building this temple, have convinced the people of the world that they should come, lay down their weapons, take their swords into plowshares. Notice this, in Ezekiel chapter 38, Son of man, set your face toward Gog in the land of Magog, in the land of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. I will turn you about and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out, and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them splendidly attired, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them wielding swords. And after many days you will be summoned. In the latter years you will come into the land that is restored from the sword, whose inhabitants have been gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which have been a continual waste, but its people were brought out from the nations, and they are living securely, all of them. This is a scripture that is taken by those who are in favor of rebuilding the temple. These are the scriptures that they use to encourage that people are going to return back to the land of Israel, and all of the Jews are going to leave all the nations and go back to Israel in a mass exodus, and they're going to go up to the temple and worship, and all nations will have to come and worship. But according to the signs in Revelation 13:16, that the beast that is formulating all this and putting it into people's minds to build a third temple, ladies and gentlemen, it's evident he don't dwell in a temple made by hand. But Satan, for his deception, he's going to cause all the world, small and great, rich and poor, and free to the slaves, to be given a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and to provide no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, people are already being biochipped with implants. They're called a VeraChip. It's a small radio transmitter about the size of a piece of rice. It's injected under your skin. It transmits a unique personal ID number whenever it is within a few feet of a special receiver unit. The VeraChip's maker will tell you that it is a miniaturized, implantable radio frequency identification device called the RFID. Now, in a lot of food products and boxes and things, and can be used in a variety of security, emergency, and healthcare applications, and to socialize everyone into a new world order. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the false concept of the plans for the one world government of the United Nations World Trade Organization, International Criminal Court, UN Peacekeeping, Police Force. All the agencies will be in step to the formation of a one world government, now being called for by the President of the United States, the agreement of all nations in the world, where they are making plans to bring you into obedience to the New World Order through the biochip. You can't buy or sell. Through forced religious worship, you'll be given reasons. And those who resist will be killed. They will be destroyed. In the Third World War that's coming up real soon, because the Bible says that this war is coming, the last war, it is also given to us to know that the plans was actually hatched up in the 1800s. Can you believe that? In the 1800s, they give us a plan to bring in the New World Order through the third, last day world war. Now, there's something coming that's going to help the people of Yahweh. Remember, this war is going to be against you. In the long run, it's going to be those who honor Yahweh. They're going to be hated. They're going to be despised. They're going to be cast out. They're going to be delivered up. They're going to be put in prison for the faith that they hold to. But there is coming a help from the heavens. In this day, when we're at the point of crossing, there's something good coming. Knowledge shall be increased. The knowledge of Yahweh and the knowledge of Satan. Both these knowledges will exalt to the point where you'll have to choose who you'll serve. In 1962, we entered the sphere of influence of the photon belt. We are now being changed drastically in our minds for good as well as for evil. And as the Bible says, choose this day who you're going to serve. If you take the positive energy that comes from this process of the stabilization of the soul who needs help, we have long been asleep, so we need help. Help cometh from on high, the Bible says. At the point of crossing, the astrological sign where we are now converging with light and darkness. Light and darkness will have its final battle for the soul of those who are chosen before the foundation of the world. Many will fall, according to the book of Daniel. Many will be processed through the government system. And the devil, the Bible says, will wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, why would the devil concern himself with the saints? Don't you think that the devil has got enough of his people that would follow him, that he wouldn't need any more people? He wants obedience. He wants to persecute the people of Yahweh, and he's going to. He's going to throw every imaginable weapon against the children of Yahweh. Prepare yourself. Get ready for the great shaking that's coming into this world. The mountains are going to shake, according to the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And every wall is going to fall. Why? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from becoming a Melchizedek priest in my presence. A lot of people will not address themselves to the coming of this time. They don't want to acknowledge it. Notice this. In the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel and the 31st verse, and forces shall be mustered by the Antichrist, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, and they shall take away the daily sacrifice and place on an abomination of desolation. And those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and shall carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. And yet for many days they shall fall by sword and flame, by captivity and by plundering. Now, when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help. Do you see that? There's going to come a cycle of spiritual intellect coming from the heavens, where all help cometh from. This is programmed into the timeline of the prophetic signs that we are now witnessing in the heavens. We are part of this 20 and 12 emergence. The great war to end all wars is upon us. There will be great loss of life. There will be panels set up to examine you to see whether you're fit to remain or whether you also must die. There will be those able physically. They will do the work, slave work. And you say, Pastor Betty, we're in the 21st century. That ain't going to happen. The Holocaust is over with. We're not going to have any Holocaust. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible talks about the real Holocaust, not the fake. The real one. Coming to a neighborhood near you. With the New World Order and those who control the New World Order, with these plans in mind, there sits in Washington, D.C., the conspiratorial plans of the Noahide laws, already on the book, and today's generation will be induced through fear. An intimidation, they will take the mark, they will join the New World Order, but the intelligence of the enlightening approach from the heavens, a direct aid to those, as it's mentioned in the book of Daniel, now when they fail, and many shall fall. They shall be aided. But many shall join with them by entreaty. And some of those of understanding shall fall. To refine them, to purge them, and to make them white. Until the time of the end, because it is still for an appointed time. Now notice this. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the son of your people. and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and those who sleep in the dust, shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of a firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. But Daniel, shut up the book, fill it up, for the time is at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end of the signs to show you that a great shaking is coming. Earthquakes, they're already happening. Famine, it's already here. New world order, already being planned daily by those who are wicked, those who rule the earth, those who are Satan's agents. In sheep's clothing, oh, they appear righteous, but they have not your goodwill in mind. They have the will of Satan. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to be given a mark in their right hand. That mark, ladies and gentlemen, is now at the point of entry with this psychological reference to Christianity, the name that was put in the Bible to deceive. They'll all join in this latter day Noahide revelation where the temple will be built. Even in troubled times, they will build this temple, and then you will be made to worship whether you want to or not. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. You're listening to Pastor Buddy. We've done 22 parts of this message. We're going to do 25 on the 20 and 12 and the coming circumstances surrounding the point of crossing at the time of the crossing, where we'll have drastic changes. Now, it's going to be very subtle because the wheels of justice and time turn slow. We're going to enter into a new age where light and darkness will conflict, where you, as an individual, must make a choice. If you choose to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh to cleanse your temple so that you can abide within Yahweh and Yahweh abide within you, or otherwise you'll be going up to the physical temple that they're going to build, you will be forced to worship. The Bible said you will be deceived because he will deceive the very elect if possible. Write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 22. Well, I'm giving my old address here. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. That'll be better. In Sweetwater, one word, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, you can call me at area code 423-351-1082 if you'd like to have this whole entire series of the progressive steps of the New World Order and the coming of the New Age of New Enlightenment of the Sons of Light battling the Sons of Darkness. Get ready. That time is now. If you'd like to have this complete series right, Pastor Buddy, we would like for you to send us a love offering because we are in dire need of quick emergency funds for the chapel at the King's Gate Inn to be finished. We're right now installing the septic system. We got delayed with foul weather, rain, wind, and the like today. Hopefully, at the end of the week, we'll have a septic system installed in the chapel. We have the plumbing underneath complete. We have the unit tied together complete. We still need the paper authorization of a state entitlement to turn the power on. That's what we're working toward. We'll have to have that later on. And so we need your help. If you could sit down and write Pastor Buddy an offering, only you know what you could give to help us without hurting yourself. You're more blessed to give than to receive. Give us an offering. Wherever you're at, sit down and write us a check. Make it payable to Pastor Buddy. Every penny of this will be used, earmarked for the chapel, and I will use it for such. We are now debt-free. We're doing everything by faith and cash. We don't owe anybody anything anywhere. The things that we have done, the purchase of the land, the deeding, the chapel, the acquiring of the chapel, all that's been paid for by generous contributors to the faith here at the King's Gate Inn. We hope and trust that in the years to come, we can be a blessing to you. We can warn you of the impending doom and destruction that's coming to planet Earth very soon. But we're not doomsday forecasters. We believe in tomorrow. We believe in who holds tomorrow. We believe that there's coming help from the heavens. We believe that Yahweh is speaking to men and women's hearts all around the world, preparing them to get ready for the great day of the coming. This is a spiritual coming, 2012, entering into energy that you have never imagined possible. Faith without restriction. No limits. Men that will gladly lay down their lives. It's coming a great trial and tribulation. I read you there in Daniel chapter 12, where he said that there would be a great time of trouble. Now this trouble is the birth pains that we're experiencing, both as sons of light and daughters of light, as we battle the sons of darkness. It seems like that we're surrounded. It seems like we're overwhelmed. But we have the faith to know who holds the future. And that's Yahweh. Join with us. Send us an offering to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, it doesn't matter what size the offering. We would love to have a $10,000 offering. But if you can't send $10,000, send what you can and earmark it for the chapel. Say, Pastor Buddy, this is for the chapel. This is where the saints in the future will be meeting. One of the places, one of the safe places that Yahweh spoke to me and said this will be a safe place. And we're not far from a nuclear reactor here at Watts Bar. We're not worried about that. We're worried about the New World Order that's going to bring the trouble that it needs to bring before the sons of Yahweh can manifest. See, we manifest like a diamond under pressure. Join us. We love you. Maybe we'll see you here in the future at the King's Gate. Send us an offering to make it ready. In the great name of Yahweh. We love you. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. around the world. I'd like to have a radio check for those of you who are listening by shortwave to get us the new frequency, 2.390. I'd like to have a radio check, especially from, I know how it's coming in down south in Mississippi and thereabout. Give me a radio check up north. Email me at kingsgatein@yahoo.com or call me, area code 423-351-1082. And for those of you that have my cell phone, that's 423-259-0606. I'll see you tomorrow night, and Yahweh bless you.